You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Hello everyone, welcome to episode 64 of Ravens Weekly, the official Bromley FC podcast, brought to you by GPM Group, specialist fire door manufacturers. I'm back on the airwaves and it's good to be back, I must say, and I'm joined this afternoon by Matt. Hello Matt.
Hello everyone.
And we hope you're all good. Coming up on today's show, we've got a few bits to catch up on. So first of all, obviously, we're going to catch up on last week's draw with Solihull.
We had a very special guest, didn't we, at that game, and we'll have a chat about that.
We did, and we managed to catch up with Neil Smith after the game.
We're going to get the latest from the academy and the community scheme.
Matt, you've got an update on the, you already said community, but something involving that, as well as an interview with Jack Holland.
We're going to catch up with what's going on at the club in the next few days.
And we've got a preview with our game against Stockport County.
Absolutely, and then we've got some ticket information coming your way about the upcoming home games.
That's it. Well, something we didn't feature in that introduction, Matt, is big news, big breaking news on this podcast. Not many people might know. It's been kept under wraps, but the excitement of the club has been unquestionable. Delighted to announce that I'll be returning to commentating duties tomorrow with you, Matt. Up at our game against Stockport.
Well, I mean, I think this is going to send shockwaves up and down the National League, to be honest. You know, it is a bit of breaking news. You heard it here first. It's one of those things that, you know, when people hear, they're definitely going to tune in. So, yeah, fantastic news.
That's it. I am back. And it's, cool, that's been since November, hasn't it? So you'll be able to hear
is
my
that the last time?
I think
what
it
was
is,
the last
yeah.
Game?
No
can't
idea.
Remember,
before,
no.
I think it's before Bristol Rovers.
It was that memorable.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's going to be fantastic to be back. I can't wait. Jeff's not with us. Jeff's away this weekend, enjoying a small break. However, obviously, me and Matt continue to hold down the fort at the Westminster Way Stadium. So let's go straight into it, Matt. I think we're going to obviously catch up on Solihull. We do have some sound bites to go into this that will feed across. But four games without a win or without a point. For Bromley, Solihull haven't scored in six. It had all of the excitement of what would be what we thought a goal fest, but it turned out to be actually a very exciting game, especially towards the end for Bromley.
Well, yeah, I think the end of it was quite entertaining, but the first half was extremely flat, and you look at two sides, and I think Neil said it in his interview as well, that were really short on confidence, and I think you could see that in the first half. It was very cagey. Neither side really wanted to take any risks or put a foot wrong in order to concede a goal. And obviously the first goal came sort of midway through the second half, and it was an own goal, a really unfortunate own goal. I think it was Dave Winfield that got the final touch. Nothing he could do about it, nothing the goalkeeper could do about it. It's a free kick that's fizzed in and it's just gone in off a defender's leg. Obviously, a few minutes later, it was 2-0, and disappointed to concede a goal from the cross. It was a very good cross, but I think really we should have dealt with it a bit better, cut it out at its source, and it was a tap-in for the sub who'd just come on. But towards the end, obviously, we saw that spirit that we've seen so many times this season in this team. And despite having, you know, lacking in confidence somewhat, a great goal from Frankie Raymond, who got a deserved Man of the Match award, and then a stunning equaliser as well from Corey Whiteley in injury time, and there were two stunning goals worthy of,
yeah,
of getting the point.
Matt, two fantastic goals, and it just shows the never die attitude. People, we were 2-0 down, people left the stadium, people thought we was on for our fifth defeat in a row. Solihull scored their first time in six games, and that's it. However, just to come back and just to do it, and I'll tell you what we've missed, I think slightly, my own personal, is taking a shot outside the box. And when Frankie Raymond has actually just stood there and just thought, you know what, I'm shooting, it went in.
And that's Corey Whiteley's the first time, in. Really, that we'd done it in that game. We didn't take any risks before that.
But we haven't done it in a while, I think.
Off. Yeah, we haven't, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the second goal comes in. We're in the 92nd minute of injury time. And then the ball's coming from Luke Coulson on the wing. A brilliant dummy by Michael Cheek. It's left Corey Whiteley with a bit of space. And let's face it, Corey Whiteley, I don't think he's had the, not to be disrespectful, because I'm really not, but he hasn't had the best, I would say the best start to a campaign coming on loan to Bromley.
I think it's
he's got better.
He has. I think he's got to get some game time. I've been impressed each time I've seen him. He shows glimpses of what he's capable of.
100%.
And he came on and really changed the game on Saturday. And I think at Halifax, he was really good as well. And actually unlucky not to start against Solihull. But yeah, what a substitution from Neil. A real impact. And he got us the point. And hopefully we can use that point as a springboard.
It was another great goal.
To hit some form now.
Shoot from outside the box. Fantastic. And you know what? The team brimming with confidence this week. But Matt, while we're carrying on with this, I know... I'll tell you what, let's take you through the audio. So here's the audio from the match. Matt, you was commentating with Dan Batchelor.
Here's Stora with a chance to get the ball into the box here. Stora with that pass into ball. Beasley. Beasley now finds Williams. It's patient build-up here from Solihull. Stora into the box. And then a goal.
Save! Great save!
Absolutely brilliant.
Great save. Well there. That's why he's back in the side straight away. Saves like that. Hasn't had much to do so far, other than the two chances in the first half.
Only Hancock's is back.
I think this will be an outswinger. Like you say, Solly will do have the aerial advantage on us.
That's a Carter prepares it, delivers it into the box.
There he is!
Into the net. I think that's an
idea. I think that is.
And Bromley 1-0 down here. And he plays it towards Williams. If he can keep it in play, he does. He gets the better of Higgs. Back to Hawkridge. Hawkridge with a cross into the
box. Oh, my goodness me.
That is
so poor.
And it's the players just come on, Carline. And Bromley are 2-0 down here.
At the minute.
Here's Cheek.
Good feet by Raymond.
On the edge of the box. It's a shot.
Yeah! Let's go!
Brilliant goal from Frankie Raymond.
Let's go! Come on!
Bromley back in possession with Sam Wood as Bush picks it up. Now Raymond.
Coulson's in.
Raymond with the ball over the top.
He keeps it on.
Looking for Coulson. It's an excellent ball from Raymond. Into the box. His team's left it. It's Corey Whiteley.
Yeah!
It's an absolutely stunning strike. Corey Whiteley with the equaliser.
It's in there.
Bromley 2, Solihull Wolves 2.
Great strike.
Neil, a thrilling end to the game and a 2-2 draw today. What was your verdict?
Two nervous teams in the first half. You know, where they are. Form hasn't been great. So going 0-0, you know, I would have taken that. We know we can play better. But, you know, after the recent results, it was about stopping the rot, as you say. We looked solid. And then, obviously, gifted a poor goal away. Again, you know, no one really out of work for it. Then the second one could have done better. We just analysed it now. We know where we've got to work on it. And then, boys, like I've said, all season, they just showed that determination. Frankie Raymond, obviously, straight after their goal, getting, you know, back one, and then Corey Whiteley, you know, that's what I brought him back into this side. He's been a little bit low in confidence. I think he's been trying too hard, if anything, and for him to score that goal, you know, is you know, fantastic for him, fantastic for us, and you know, stops the rot a little bit.
And they were two fantastic strikes as well, weren't they, the goals?
Yeah, that's what we're having to do at the moment. We're having to score fantastic goals to get a result, and other teams, you know, it's too easy, and you know, it's the same old answer after every time, we need to work on it. But you know, we work as a back four, we work solid, and then a free kick comes in and it goes in between two players and it's his knee and goes in. You couldn't nods it. So you know, but the boys didn't give up. 2-0 down, crowd getting onto them a little bit, and you know, they showed their determination, guts that I know they've got in abundance to stay in the game.
And a lot of momentum attacking wise towards the end of the game, and I guess it's now about taking that into next week.
Absolutely. You know, we started the season against Chorley, we went away from home and there was a lot of criticism about not creating anything and getting a result, but it started our run and we're hoping this starts our run. You know, we've got 12 games to go now, we've just drawn a game. Pretty much like we did in the first 13 games at the start of the season, and if we can have a run like we did at the start of the season, we'd be very pleased.
just to touch on the return of Mark Cousins, and you now have two good National League goalkeepers at your disposal.
Absolutely, you know, that we had a game on Tuesday, come through that in flying colours, and you know, we just wanted to shore it up a little bit and give a little bit of confidence. I thought Ryan was outstanding, by the way, against Halifax, and it was a little bit hard on him, but we started the season with our number one, Mark Cousins, and I want to finish the season.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
So, some great commentary there. Matt, just go into it. A special guest. He was around for a few days. So, Paul Gascoigne was at the club. I think a lot of people were aware. Obviously, Smudge worked alongside him in his days at Tottenham. And we had two evenings with Paul Gascoigne on the Thursday and Friday last week. An idol for me personally, take the personal side out of it, probably one of the best midfielders England has ever seen, if not the best. And to see him at Bromley Football Club, I was in my absolute element, as probably several people were. He then coming on to training on the Friday. Friday night, he had another night at the football club. Two packed out crowds in the venue bar, and then obviously he come down for the match on Saturday. And I think this was just a conversation after where Neil Smith has just said, turned around and said, look, if you're not doing anything, come down. And he was heading to Barnet that night for another evening. Mate, he turned up and he watched the game, and it was great to see.
It was fantastic. And I think, you know, you look back at the what we discussed in terms of him coming to the training session. I guess people in that position will often say, oh, yeah, I'd love to come down. And either they don't get round to it, or, you know, they do it a few weeks, months, whatever afterwards. Gazza came here the next day, and he we've heard he was up early and was really looking forward to coming and watching the team train. And the team were absolutely buzzing to see him as well, weren't they? They really enjoyed it. For him to come to the match after that just shows the impact this club's had on him, and the comments he made to Neil Smith. He had lunch with him and the players after the training session. He didn't want to leave. The comments he was making, honestly, about the club in general were fantastic. And it's really, really great to see somebody of that stature have such a high opinion of our football club. And yeah, he come to watch the game, and he did have to shoot off very swiftly towards the end of the game. I think he may have missed the equalising goal.
He missed the equalising goal.
What a shame.
Goal, yeah.
But you understand he had to obviously get to his evening at Barnet, which was starting at 7 o'clock. So, but amazing to have him here. And we did a little presentation. For those of you that weren't at the match, Robin brought out a shirt. We welcomed him out onto the pitch and got a round of applause from the fans. We presented him with a Paul Gascoigne 8 shirt, a Bromley shirt, which was amazing, and I think you can see the pictures of that over on our Twitter feeds, etc. So yeah, really, really positive experience, and hopefully he's somebody who's going to come back. And I know I was speaking to Neil earlier today, they're still texting each other, so it's really, really good to see.
That's brilliant, Matt. I'm just going through now, obviously, as we move on. So that's the wrap up of Solihull. In the end, it's good to get back to getting a point. And now we can push on, and fantastic to see. Matt, I'm just going through it now. I'm just realising how much Bromley FC actually tweet. But there we go. Move on now to Academy Team of the Week. And something I've been campaigning on for so long is Jake Goodman not winning Boss of the Week or Gaffer of the Week. He won it this week.
He did, to the delight of Paul Richer on Twitter. I saw Paul. Paul, if you're listening, I think you might have tagged the wrong Jake Goodman. I don't think Jake Goodman's on Twitter.
Jake's not on social media. The only social media I know is on his Instagram. He's not on anything else.
What a lovely guy.
He's brilliant. So since the injury, as we've caught up before with the on the podcast, obviously his injury, he didn't just want to be in the gym getting fit. He wanted to work towards his coaching badges, which he's done. He's taken on one of the JPL academy teams. He's been doing fantastic. I don't think they've lost many this season, if I'm correct, or they're undefeated still. Might be the case. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, if you are listening to Jake, and hopefully we'll catch up with you soon. But it's fantastic to see him get the recognition that he deserves. I know the award's gone to Jai for the past few weeks. So for Jake to get it, well done.
Jamel,
sorry. I know everyone here. Matt, just take us through the team of the week, Matt.
Yeah, so congratulations, obviously, to everybody in this team. Jarvin's in goal. The back four is Aziz, Lewis, Drew and Harry. Midfield, Sola, Alfie, Deji and Mo. Dylan Pratt as well, and Elliot Darko up front. And congratulations to Mo. That's Mo Cordier, if I'm saying that correctly, who is the player of the week.
That's it. So well done to everyone involved on that. And Matt, moving on now, this is your time. Exciting news in the community, I think, for yourself.
Yeah, so lots has been going on in addition to the usual Saturday soccer schools and obviously the upcoming February half-term camp, which is next week. If you're interested in keeping your child fit and active and having a good time, yes, not on the computer games and such during the half-term, do pop over to our website. We're here every day next week, 9 till 3. Things other than that is recently we've made an application to become an FA Wildcat Centre. To give you a bit of background on what that actually means, Wildcat Centres are set up by clubs in association with the county FAs, so it's the Kent FA for us, to promote football for girls aged 5 to 11. Obviously, we already have a girls' soccer school. That's for girls aged 10 and above. So this really is helping us widen our provisions for girls and women in football. And it allows us to access that age group, which we weren't accessing before, and give girls an opportunity to play the sport that they love in a safe environment with qualified coaches. So sessions are going to be starting in March, April sort of time. Once again, it's girls age 5 to 11. They're going to be on Saturday mornings, probably at 10 o'clock, but we'll confirm more details when they come out. But we're obviously extremely delighted to become a Wildcat Centre and get the funding to run what is another excellent project. And moving on from that, just before everyone gets bored of my voice, if they haven't already, we were delighted to host the National League Under-11s Cup South East Finals this week. And I know I spoke about it before when we had a Bromley Schools tournament here. The two winners of that, Highfield for the boys and Scotts Park for the girls, went through to the South East Final, which we were delighted to be asked to host by the National League. And both of them got to the final, representing Bromley FC. And both of them played schools from Dartford. Unfortunately, the boys lost on penalties and ended up finishing second to a very strong Dartford team. But the girls beat the girls' Dartford team 1-0. So it's great for the girls to get through to the South Final, where they'll now go through for the chance to play at Wembley. And last year, one of our schools was a goal away from playing at Wembley. So this year, hopefully we can go one better.
Fantastic to see the development of the girls football come through, and well done to all involved, and obviously well done to yourself, Matt, working so hard in the community to get our name out there, doing the club very proud. I know obviously we mentioned the academy, but now we're going to catch up with Jack Holland. He mentions obviously the friendly game at Dartford, which I think ties in quite well into this segment. Caught up with Jack Holland, obviously discussed his ban and returning to the squad, and here's what he had to say. Well, it wouldn't be Friday without an interview, and it wouldn't be a podcast without Jack Holland. Jack, it's been a while. How have you been?
Yeah, no, all right. I was a little bit ill, going into Christmas and stuff, but come out the other end of that, and it's been, I'm feeling much better.
Okay, and obviously picked up the red card at Halifax game, which meant a game ban. So talk about, obviously, you having to stay fit. You played the game, the friendly game at Dartford.
Yep.
Was that good just to keep the match fitness up there?
Yeah, I mean, that's why we do it. You know, obviously getting the red card wasn't ideal. Letting the team down like that and stuff. But, you ought to move past things like that, and having a game on Tuesday. Do you know what? We had a good mixture of first team players and youth, and I must say the youth coming through is looking very bright. There were a few lads in there that I was really impressed with. And it was good to sort of play with them and see what the next generation are like.
Brilliant. And following that, obviously the other week, last weekend, going back to it, we played. I can't remember who played Solihull.
Yeah.
Describe 2-0 down.
Yeah.
Another defeat was on the cards. What was going through your head at the time?
Isn't it? Even watching the game, even when we kicked off, it's always nerve-wracking. I don't like it when you're not like you can't do anything about anything. But, I had faith in the boys, and, to go 2-0 down, you sort of think, oh, here we go again. But what we have got is the character of the team, and, Frankie Raymond and Corey to get the goals back and for the team to carry on. And I think the word belief is a big thing with us, and, I think we're starting to find that again. Stopping the rut was really big, but I was up there, and when that second goal went in, I almost went through the window, to be honest.
I was with you.
Yeah. But, I'm really, really proud of the boys, and they worked hard this week as well. We worked hard, ready for the game.
Okay, and building from that, like I said, I mean, the way we played in the last 10, 15 minutes of the game against Solihull, that's how you want to start against, obviously, a team like Stockport going up there mid-table, yep. But home advantage for them. How do you do that after a week's training, a week's gap? How's that happen?
You know, this week has been very short and sharp. You know, we've done a lot of exercise and stuff like that, as well as our normal preparations. But it's been really zippy to this week. It's if we can take what we do on the training field into the games from the start, I think, you know, we'll get back to where we were in the beginning of the year. You know, I think we was playing a lot more fluid football and stuff like that. But this is coming to the business end now, and we just got to find ourselves again.
That's it, Jack Holland. That's fantastic. And well, we'll look forward to hopefully seeing you out there tomorrow. And best of luck.
And safe journey to all the fans making it up. Dennis is coming through, isn't it?
Storm Dennis.
So just safe journey to all the fans that come up.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Jack.
Thank you.
Always good to hear from Jack Holland. Next up, what's on at Bromley FC? Well, tomorrow, Cray Wanderers are at home, depending on Storm Dennis, that's coming in, set to sweep the country. High winds and rain, so be safe, guys. But also, what's on at the club? We have got the Saturday morning soccer school opening tomorrow, 9 a.m. Details on the Bromley FC website for that. And also, the that runs through till 12 o'clock. With the ladies' dedicated soccer school starting at 11 a.m. for girls that are 10 years plus. From midday, come down to the Ravens Bar, where Southampton are hosting Burnley in the Premier League as the winter break is over. And Matt, obviously, Cray Wanderers look to continue their incredible form as they look to face Kingstonian at Hayes Lane. So come down for that. And obviously, Bromley season ticket holders that are not heading up to Stockport can get in for a fiver. So, and then obviously stick around after that, where Norwich take on Liverpool. Fantastic weekend plan there, Matt. And don't forget Sunday, obviously, we're going to be open where the junior section play. And Crystal Palace ladies are in action against, Matt, who are they in action against?
It's against Brighton, and that's an FA Cup game, and Brighton are actually a level above Palace, so it should be a really interesting game. And
what, they're in the Super League?
Yes, hopefully a big crowd for that one.
Well, fantastic. Well, best of luck to all of the teams that are involved, and obviously our academy and 23 squad. The 23s are away to Sevenoaks tomorrow, so if you can't get to any of them games and you're in the Kent-Surrey border, pop down to Sevenoaks and you can see Bromley under-23s. Matt, I believe, I don't want to tempt fate, but talking about Jake Goodman earlier, I believe he's going to be making an appearance tomorrow at the 23s game. So fantastic news, and we hope to catch up with Jake in next week's podcast. He received the all clear by the doctors to return to training, and now it's just a case of building up his match fitness. He's been training all week, and he was just a little bit away from being able to play in the Dartford game last week. He got the all clear this week. He's returning to fitness now, and what that enables him to do is go in for playing what do you call them, Matt? Like training matches.
Yeah.
and obviously being able to tackle and things like that, which are obviously is a must for defenders. So we managed to get him back on his feet, and he's well underway training. He looks in great shape, better than he has before. However, I think I praised him a bit too much in this podcast, and it could turn into
the Jake Goodman fan club,
which I am. I am a huge fan of Jake. So it'll be great to see him. So hopefully he'll make his return on the 23s this weekend.
Maybe we'll catch up with him next week.
That's it. And we hope to catch up with him next weekend. So just go into it now. We're going to catch up on our preview against Stockport County. And Stockport currently are 3 points behind. No, 4 points behind Bromley, sorry. Currently sitting 11th in the table, having played the same amount of games as Bromley, 34. They've won 13, drawn 8. But they've also lost 13 with a goal difference of -6. Excuse me, Matt, last time out, last Saturday, they played Dagenham Redbridge away and they managed to get a draw. It's a tall order for both, and it's always difficult to go away. But I hear this place, this Stockport ground, it's more of a fortress than most, apparently, Matt.
Yeah, their home record is quite good. Although recently they have lost a couple of games at home, but they're definitely stronger there.
One being Dover.
Yes, yeah, Dover. I think Iniefiong scored twice sort of towards the end of the game. But obviously we have played them earlier this season. We drew 2-2 with them here at Hayes Lane, and all of those 4 goals came in the first half, with both sides looking for a winner in the second half, and neither side were able to find it. They've made a couple of good signings recently, Stockport. I seen today they've signed Liam Hogan, who's a strong experienced defender who was at Salford City last year and playing regularly in the Salford City side that ended up getting promoted along with Leyton Orient. And they've also signed Danny Lloyd from Salford as well recently, who's another very established Football League player, let alone National League. So they're looking to turn that recent form around a little bit. But it's a good ground, I think, for Bromley supporters to visit. It's the first time we've ever played there.
It's an ex-league ground.
It is an ex-league
Let's
ground.
Let's not take it away. This is Stockport County...
They're
AFC?
In the championship. Stockport County were in the championship sort of a fair few years ago. But it is an excellent ground. They get really good home crowds as well. Obviously, they're very well supported being an ex-Football League club. And obviously, this is their first season back at this level, having been promoted from the National League North last year.
Yeah, it's a couple of seasons in the National League North. And obviously, I think they had to come from what the Northern Leagues, etc. When they folded, they went down, didn't they? But they have phoenixed again. And it's great to see a club like that with the heritage and the history that they've got. However, don't want them to do so well tomorrow. Hoping Bromley can pick up a victory tomorrow. Matt, are you going to give a prediction?
I don't really do predictions, but we've got to be positive and we've got to try and go and get those 3 points. So that's what I'm going to be hoping for tomorrow, a win in any way, shape or form.
For Bromley?
Yes. Just putting that out there.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to say 2-1 for Bromley. I think we'll do really well. Oh, something we didn't mention earlier. Fantastic to see Mark Cousins back in action.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, that is a really good point.
And pulled off a fantastic save.
He really did, yeah. And I think, you know, it was a tough decision because Ryan Huddart had a great game against Halifax and played really well, made some good saves. And obviously you mentioned the Dartford game that Cousins featured in and did well. He came into the side and looked like he hadn't missed any games at all. His distribution is just different class. He can ping a ball about however he wants.
The way he commands about four.
It is, and he's very quick to come to the edge of his box. You know, when you've got a loose ball coming, you've got a nippy little striker running onto it, which Solihull had. He was very quick to the edge of his box to get the ball. He didn't shirk out of challenges. You know, neither of the goals he could have done anything about, let's be honest. So a really, really good performance from him. And that takes our unbeaten run with him forward.
That's it. Fantastic. So getting back to what's coming up next week after we play Stockport, we're going to be back at home, Hayes Lane, the Westminster Way Stadium, as we play Wrexham. And with Wrexham, obviously, they're a team that struggling down the bottom. I think a few people actually tipped Wrexham to be up there at the start of the season.
Title contenders,
as they have for in recent years. It hasn't worked out for them. They find themselves two places at... As this podcast goes out on the 14th of February, happy Valentine's Day, Matt. They find themselves 2 points above the drop zone, but they have moved out of the drop zone because obviously they spent quite a few weeks in there. And obviously last time we went up there, Matt, I think we gave them their first win in goodness knows how long. It was a 1-0.
Yeah. And
was it 1-0, 2-0?
It was 1-0. It was a stunning goal. And again, another game where Ryan Huddart had made some great saves, but no keeper was saving the goal that went in. It was a stunning strike, a disappointing result for us and not our best performance of the season, but we recovered from that. So let's hope that we can recover from this recent patch. And like I said earlier, use that draw as a springboard. But I've just seen a stat actually on the Stockport County website, and it says 2020 has not been kind for either Bromley or Stockport County, with County still looking for their first win of the year, and Bromley's obviously last victory was on New Year's Day.
Well,
so let's hope that changes in our favour tomorrow.
Yeah, that's it. Let's hope we can delay their winning thing for another week. That's Stockport County. Obviously, Wrexham next week. You can buy your tickets in advance to avoid the queues and avoid the aggro of having to carry money about, and save that for the bar or for one of the food outlets. Purchase your ticket online. Go to bromleyfc.co.uk, and then there's an option for tickets on there. Click the link to Eventbrite and you can purchase your tickets. Make sure you purchase your tickets for the home end if you're going to go in the home end. And if any Wrexham fans are listening, purchase your tickets in the away end for Wrexham. Full segregation will be in place.
Please check that, because we do have an increasing amount of people that are buying tickets in the wrong end, and it is a fair bit of hassle we can't change them over. We have to refund them and do the order again, which is... And also,
so just spend an extra couple of minutes just making sure.
And please check your email addresses as well, as we do, in all seriousness, we do get a lot of people that ring and email and say they haven't received their tickets and the money's come out of their account. And you look at their orders and there's typos in the email addresses, which explains why they haven't got them. So please check your email addresses as well before you order.
There we go. So that's your lesson learnt from Matt, and that's the telling off. Obviously, the next thing to talk about, you can review and rate the podcast. You can do this on iTunes or on all of the media platforms that we're on. So hopefully give us a good review.
Well, I think we're worth 5 stars or whatever the equivalent is. Don't you?
100%. Especially now I'm back on this one.
Well, yeah, I think that's going to swing it, isn't it?
So, and also back on commentary tomorrow.
Well, need I say any more?
That's it. The A-team's back. This has been quite a short podcast, or it feels short. I hope we can edit in. Maybe we'll slow down some interviews or talk a bit
slower.
Maybe
we should just talk really slow.
That wraps it up. I think we've covered everything. Short and sweet.
We have, yeah.
Straight to the point. Like me.
But let's remember also, after this away game, we have got two home games in a row.
Yes.
So please do. I know it's difficult for some of you to get to the away games, and it is quite expensive as well with the train travel, etc. But do come to get down to the home games. We've got two home games in a row, like I said. Wrexham, as we spoke about a minute ago. And then on Saturday the 29th, we've got Sutton, a local derby at home. Kick-off 3 o'clock as well, and tickets are available for that. So, yeah, do come on down and support the team and get behind the boys.
That's it, guys. Thank you very much for joining us. This podcast has gone out on Friday, February the 14th. Happy Valentine's Day for those who celebrate it. I'm not one in particular. Have a fantastic weekend. If you're going to Stockport, be safe. If you, whatever you're doing, be safe, because Storm Dennis is going to cause havoc, apparently. And guys, we'll speak to you next week. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye, Matt. Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
And once again, thank you to our sponsor of the podcast, GPM Group, specialist fire door manufacturers. Take care, guys. Good night. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me. And that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.